Welcome to Brighteon Broadcast News for Tuesday, June 13th, 2023. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today. And we have a bombshell interview coming up for you today that's somewhat horrifying, but it needs to be covered. And our guest, David Sorensen, will be here from StopWorldControl.com to talk about the global cabal of child traffickers, child mutilators, pedophiles, and groomers, which now includes the World Health Organization, pushing child sexualization through public school systems all around the world, where they claim that every child they want to be sexualized by school teachers and counselors, and who knows what else. It's basically a global pedophile satanic network that is now claiming dominion over your children and your country and your planet, in fact. And we're going to have that interview coming up. I got to show you this image. Where is it? Here it is. So Joe Biden put the satanic transgenderism flag on the White House here, front and center, to proclaim that Satan has dominion over the United States of America. And I believe this is here. I'm not sure what kind of seal that is. I can't tell, but it might be a presidential seal or the White House seal. But the fact that this flag is on top of that is claiming that the satanic, transgender, child-mutilating agenda sits on top of whatever authority that symbol represents at the White House. So notice that the American flags have been pushed to the side, and now the claim of dominion is the LGBT flag, which again represents Satanism and child mutilations and pedophilia and all those horrible things. So your country has been taken over by Satanists and pedophiles, and the interview coming up today will shed more light on that. It is absolutely horrifying. Now, speaking of horrible, horrible things that are happening, now, Hal Turner is reporting that Hillary Clinton is being rushed by ambulance to the emergency room. And notice that, at least in this photo, these ambulances have the serpent around the staff right there. The symbol of the satanic influence of Western medicine, this is the caduceus symbol. Most ambulances carry this symbol if they deliver people into the death care system of Western medicine. And this is Chappaqua, which apparently that's where Hillary Clinton lives. Hal reports she was taken by ambulance from their home in Chappaqua to a nearby hospital emergency room. Sources report that Hillary was fine 1 minute and in serious difficulty the next minute. Okay, well, we don't wish bad health outcomes upon anyone, not even Hillary Clinton, so we hope that Hillary experiences a very speedy recovery. But that's interesting news. Okay, next news item. Alex Jones predicts they're going to blow up the power grid and blame it on Trump supporters. This is a video clip from the Liberty Daily. I'm not going to play this clip, but I do agree with Alex on this. I think he's absolutely correct. All the signals and signs are being, you know, catapulted out there into public consciousness that they're going to take down the power grid and then blame Trump supporters, conservatives, so-called extremists, whatever. And by taking down the power grid, they will impair the ability of people to communicate with each other so that the cabal can carry out whatever else they have planned, such as the total looting of the banks and all the bank accounts, or attempted gun confiscation, or activating all the People's Liberation Army troops that have been stationed in the United States and are waiting for activation, or other similar nefarious plans. Maybe Joe Biden signing articles of surrender with communist China to surrender the United States to the control of communist China. You never know what they're planning next. It's clear, though, by the way, that the West is losing badly in the world. Losing the dollar is collapsing and de-dollarization is accelerating. They're losing control over the narrative because, well, their censorship regime is being increasingly exposed and will one day be reversed. But they're also losing on the battlefront with Russia. And the following photo I have to show you here, check this out. Here we have Western weapons that have all been destroyed by the Russians. This was just in the last week or so. This was all in one night, one attempted incursion into Russian territory. And here you have NATO weapons. What is this? The Leopard 2R. These are the high-end German tanks. These are the good Leopards here, too, not the crappy ones. Here's another Leopard tank, side by side, destroyed. Looks like also there's a mine-clearing device that has been abandoned there. Let's see. There's a Max Pro. There's a Berger Panzer III, whatever that is. There's another Leopard 2R tank, an HMMWV. Here's an M2 Bradley. A lot of Bradleys that have been destroyed. And this is all in one photo. And what's interesting to note here, you see this dirt road? Well, that's not really a dirt road, nor is this. This is something that's been cleared by these mine-clearing devices that you see on the front of these tanks. These mine clearers, they use a plow to just push aside maybe 18 inches or 2 feet of dirt off the road, just push the mines to the side, creating a new road that is kind of sunken, by the way, that then the other vehicles are supposed to follow along. And somehow then, in clearing the mines, they hit mines or they were attacked by Russian helicopters. But the point is, this is a graveyard of Western NATO equipment. There are other examples of this. You can see this is a composite photo, different photos of this. The Western vehicles, the Western tanks, the Western HIMARS systems, the Western javelins, the Western artillery, it's all failing. It's not operating as it was promised to do, nor the Patriot missile system. And as a result, as the world is watching this, they're actually watching American and NATO military equipment fail to live up to its promise, which is going to make life very difficult for weapons manufacturers and marketers who are going to try to sell this to the world to try to say, hey, these are the best weapons in the world. But then the rest of the world is going to point to these pictures and say, well, why are they so easily destroyed? Why is there a whole graveyard of the smoking, you know, holes of these once operational tanks and so on? But this is indicative of the collapse of Western civilization. The fact that the Western military really cannot effectively project force anymore up against Russia, a country that the West recently claimed was nothing but a gas station, essentially a gas station. They thought that Russia had no military, that no troops, no weapons, but just pumping gas all day. And it turns out that's far from the case. So there you go. All right. Next story. This is a breaking story. Senator Grassley says that a Burisma executive who allegedly paid Biden has audio recordings of his conversation with Joe and Hunter. So this is a smoking gun audio recording, at least as it's being described here. Biden was allegedly paid $5 million by a high-level Burisma executive as part of a bribery scheme. I mean, of course it was a bribery scheme, and $5 million just scratches the surface. But Senator Chuck Grassley said Monday that the executive who paid Joe Biden and Hunter Biden kept audio recordings of his conversations with him as an insurance policy. Now, will that audio ever come out? We don't know. But you can bet that the DOJ and the FBI will do everything in their power to try to cover up the crimes of the Biden regime. So just as they will indict Trump over made-up crimes, you know, they'll claim, oh, yeah, classified documents, when they actually weren't. They were just documents with classification markings, which is not the same as classified documents. These are declassified documents with once classified markings. But they'll do anything to indict Trump, but they'll do everything to protect Biden, even though he is obviously a criminal. All right, next story. Largest Catholic health network in the U.S. performs sex change surgeries, bombshell report reveals. Did you know that the Vatican here is actually ordering Vatican-run healthcare systems to mutilate the genitals of children? Why are we not surprised? Because this kind of thing probably goes on all the time behind Vatican walls. All right, next story from Natural News. The WHO announces launch of a digital health certificate network. Will this become the prophesied mark of the beast? So this is the WHO, of course, trying to ensnare the citizens of the world under its control mechanism, while also, as we will learn today with our upcoming guest, while also pushing genital mutilations, pedophilia, child trafficking, and the raping, the systematic raping of children through World Health Organization groups and anything they can influence, such as hospitals, schools, and governments. And just as today you're not considered okay in society unless you've taken the jab, like, oh, everybody has to have the jab, otherwise you might be a threat to society, they say, before long it will be that they will claim every child has to be raped in order to, you know, achieve, to graduate from the public school system. There has to be, a raping must occur, in other words, for a child to be properly indoctrinated into this mark of the beast globalist cabal system rooted in pedophilia and child trafficking. All right. Now, we're going to do something a little bit different here today that we have not done before. We're going to have a segment called Questions from the Crew. Now, we have crew members who are running the show, and this is not prearranged. I don't know their questions, but I've told them to come up with questions. Well, I have asked with a sense of urgency. So I'm going to put in my earpiece here. And the interesting thing is we have different age groups in among our staff, including one intern who's just been accepted into a university system in the state of Texas. And so we're going to get questions from different age groups of people, including, again, this one young man who's been attempted indoctrinated by the public education system that is just teaching all this insanity. But he is a Christian. And so hopefully he has some defenses against that. But let's go ahead and start with the questions. So let's start with, let's do this. Youngest to oldest, okay? So youngest crew member first. I want to hear your question in my ear, and then I will repeat it for the audience and I'll answer the question. Go for it. Okay. His question is, why is the number of Americans who identify as LGBTQ, why is that number doubling with each generation? Okay, thank you for that question. Good. Was this taught to you in public school, by the way? I'm curious. Oh, just doing research. Okay. All right, two reasons. Number one, youth are very susceptible to social engineering brainwashing, and the LGBT agenda is being pushed very aggressively through schools and pop culture, including media, movies, television, all of it, comic books even, you know, Marvel Comics and Disney. But the other reason, this is also worth noting, is that there are gender bender chemicals that are used throughout the food supply. So atrazine is the second most popular weed killer, and atrazine is known as a gender bender chemical, and if you spray atrazine into, let's say, streams, then amphibians will develop dual sex organs. So they will be gender confused frogs, for example. This is a scientific fact. So some of the so-called gender confusion is chemically induced. And those chemicals are being spread on crops through the biosludge operations, which takes the feces of every American city, you know, the sewage, and just spreads it on farms, which includes, I mean, that dumping includes PFAS or forever chemicals, but also gender bender chemicals such as atrazine. So it's a two-part answer to your question, social engineering and chemical exposure. And that's what's behind this. But it is not normal or healthy for young people to be indoctrinated into the LGBTQ agenda. And future historians will look back at this phase of society as a time of sheer insanity, looking at what these youth were put through, including genital mutilations. All right, I hope that answers your question, but thank you for that question. All right, next question from the middle-aged crew member. Let's hear your question. What's on your mind? Oh, wow, okay, so the question from our middle-aged crew member. Yeah, you're really trying to throw me a curveball there, is which candidate do I support, Donald J. Trump or RFK Jr.? Yeah, thanks for putting me on the spot. Okay, so first of all, I support them both for their respective nominations. I want to be clear. I think RFK Jr. is a true hero. He's a great man, a great American. He has courage. He has charisma. He is ethical and highly moral, and he's well-researched. He understands the issues of our time. And so I'm rooting for RFK Jr. to win the nomination of the Democrat Party. Donald J. Trump, also a great American, a patriot. He's been through hell. They put him through the most outrageous accusations and lies and the Russia conspiracy nonsense, you know, for years. And I think that Trump, should he be given a second chance at the White House, would run it very differently this time. I don't think he would put up with any nonsense. I think he would actually start kicking ass and ripping the deep state a new one, frankly, the minute he got into the White House. And so I think that Donald J. Trump would be an outstanding warrior for America in this time when we need to defend the Republic against those who are trying to destroy it. So both of these men are great Americans. If either one of them got the nomination for their party, then that's a bonus for America. If both of them got the nomination, and if it were RFK versus Donald J. Trump, first of all, I would just cheer on the day that that became clear, because the debates would be truly epic. Just the most awesome debates ever. And if either one of those men won, America would benefit. So that's my position right now. I can't choose between them until more happens. We don't even know if they're going to get the nominations. If they do, if they have a debate or multiple debates, then I'll chime in at that time. But if either one of them gets the nomination, America benefits as a result. So thank you for that question. Very interesting. All right, let's see. We have another crew member who is on the more mature side, shall we say. Sir, what is your question? All right, his question is, are we winning the battle against gun control? Ooh, okay. I think yes. I think the answer is yes, because of some really critical Supreme Court decisions over the last few years. Also, right now, the ATF is overreaching on the arm brace position. There's a lot of pushback. There have been three injunctions issued by, I believe, district courts, or at least one of them is the Fifth Circuit Court. And those injunctions would not have been issued, you know, TROs would not have been issued unless the judges determined that the ATF would lose on the merits of the case. I think that the Supreme Court decision versus the EPA, and I have to keep remembering, was that West Virginia versus EPA? I forgot. But that decision applies to the ATF, where the Supreme Court ruled that the EPA can't just simply make up crazy new rules that alter the whole economic landscape of the country, you know, i.e. claiming carbon dioxide is a pollutant. And if that same logic is applied to the ATF, then it's going to come down where the ATF can't just make up new rules like, oh, tens of millions of Americans are suddenly felons overnight because they purchased this piece of plastic that we, the ATF, said was perfectly legal before. So yes, I think we're winning against gun control. And I think that many states like New York and California and Illinois are doing everything in their power to try to ignore the Supreme Court rulings and trying to find workarounds and trying to punish gun owners across America. But ultimately, the court challenges are winning. And this is why I strongly encourage everybody to join Gun Owners of America, Firearms Policy Coalition, the FPC, Second Amendment Foundation. Who else is worth supporting? Well, I don't know about the NRA. I think the NRA is not really the best group in this space at all, not by a long shot. But support your firearms manufacturers. You know, go out and get yourself a new kick-ass AR, right? Get yourself some ammo. You can never have too much in times like this when you don't know what's going to go down. You know, it's good to have some ammunition. Get yourself some optics. Upgrade your firearm. You know, get a new pistol. I got a Glock 43 on the way here that should be interesting. I'll show you that when it shows up. I don't know, it's like a custom job on that little guy. Should be interesting. But support firearms companies, and they will help defend your Second Amendment. And yes, I think that we are winning, but your support continues to be necessary. And read websites like ammoland.com that have a lot of great information every day about these issues. And by the way, I don't like these gun news websites that claim to try to stay out of politics. Oh, we're not going to be political. It's just about the guns, not the politics. Are you kidding me? Of course it's political. If you're not fighting for the Second Amendment, then you shouldn't even be talking about guns. So, I mean, what's the point? Take a stand for the Second Amendment. Take a stand for America. Otherwise, get off the internet and stop wasting everybody's time. That's my opinion. Okay. Did that answer your question there? Or you have a follow-up on that? Anything? That's good? Okay. All right. So, guys, there's three questions from three crew members. Those were so-so. Those were so-so questions. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, good. There's a follow-up. Let's hear it. The question is, are we winning the battle against fluoridation? No, not really. People are too easily hoodwinked into thinking that fluoride should be in the water for some reason, like you should drink it, even though it's supposed to just be a topical treatment for your teeth. Why should you drink it? It's like drinking sunscreen to have protection from ultraviolet rays. It doesn't make any sense. But no, we're not winning the war against fluoride. And the thing is, the globalists have moved on to so many other means of poisoning you. Because fluoride is decades-old technology to cause neurological damage, whereas spike proteins, that's, you know, new technology that's damaging a lot more people more rapidly. So I don't even think the globalists care that much about the fluoride anymore. They've got chemtrails, and they've got the atrazine. They've got, you know, plasticizer chemicals. They've got the whole food supply poisoned at this point. And plus, they're injecting people with bioweapons. So I don't even think they care about the fluoride. Really, fluoride is just a way for them to get rid of a lot of toxic waste and dump it into the water supply and make people drink it. It's a toxic waste dump system, because they can't just take the fluoride chemicals and pour them onto farm fields like they can the biosludge. So they have to just dump it into the water supply and call it medicine, which is insane. All right, so that was our attempted segment at questions from the crew. You guys got to come up with stronger questions next time. Or we need to open up a call-in line or something, just let people call in. But that can also go completely off the rails from time to time. Nevertheless, today's show is brought to you by healthrangerstore.com. Check out our freeze-dried organic instant coffee. And here it is on the page. I've also got some on my desk. We have the hand-roasted whole bean coffee there. And then on the left-hand side is the freeze-dried instant coffee. All organic, free trade, incredibly delicious, a great barter item as well. So be sure to check this out, healthrangerstore.com, and check out all our other superfood products and nutritional products. We have whey protein back in stock right now, by the way. And we have, don't forget, hard red winter wheat berries by the bucket that are packaged in 2-pound packs. And that's available right now at healthrangerstore.com. Oh, yeah, here's the whey protein on our website. This is available now. So with all of that said, let's jump into the interview with David Sorensen from stopworldcontrol.com. This is over an hour, and it is rather horrifying, but it's also eye-opening, and it's necessary to expose these evil, nefarious activities of the globalists who are targeting and exploiting our children for their own satanic rituals and whatever else they're doing. So just, I'm warning you that this interview coming up next is, it's kind of hard to hear, but we need to step up and protect these children from these pedophiles and Satanists. And the only way that I know to do that is to highlight what they're doing, sound the alarm, spread the truth, and then call for everyone to take a stand and help stop it. So, well, the interview's coming up next, right here. Stay tuned. Brighteon Broadcast News. Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. And as you know, we're living in a world where authority figures in governments and NGOs and even, well, hospitals and so on, and in public schools are all pushing grooming and pedophilia. It's become rather insane, the level at which they're stooping to try to turn little kids into their sex toys of some kind. It's twisted, it's perverted, it's sickening, and it's demonic. But joining us today is an expert on pushing back against this insanity. His name is David Sorensen, and his website is called stopworldcontrol.com, which we have here, that reveals that the UN and the WHO are claiming that they want children, all children apparently, they want them to have sex partners, i.e. Adults raping children. It's astonishing to hear this, but it is happening. Welcome to the show, David. Thank you for sounding the alarm on this, and I look forward to talking with you here about these issues.
Yeah, thank you very much for the invitation, Mike. I appreciate it.
Well, this is the first time you've been on with me. Actually, this is the first time that we've spoken, and it's shocking what you are stating here, but it's all rooted in facts. So let's back up and start with the big picture. What is it that you are trying to warn people about exactly?
So yeah, Mike, what's going on in the world is something so extreme that no one would ever have imagined it. It is so ridiculous. What's going on is that the World Health Organization and the United Nations, along with their globalist partners like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Planned Parenthood, they are taking control over the school education system worldwide, especially in kindergartens and elementary schools. And they are issuing guidelines, official authoritative guidelines to all the policymakers, education authorities, teachers, in which they literally instruct them that every child, and in the documents, they make it clear that it starts from the age of zero. Every child needs to have a sexual partner, that children have the human right, that's how they call it, the human right
Wow.
to sex, and that it is the job of teachers and schools to ensure that toddlers, and even babies, that from the age of zero, they stress this in their documents, that sex is a human right regardless of age. And so schools have to make sure that little children are engaged in sexual acts and have sexual partners. And the World Health Organization has handpicked the Rutgers Foundation, which works in 27 nations, and they have decades of experience in pushing prominent pedophilia organizations. They work closely together with organizations that have vast collections of child pornography that are founded by people who, for example, there's this organization that funds the Rutgers Foundation, and they were founded by a man who traveled regularly to Asia to sexually engage with Asian sex slaves, because that's what they are. And he was also imprisoned for 11 months for molesting a boy. So this organization, the Rutgers Foundation, has a long track record of being at the very forefront of trying to normalize and legalize pedophilia. And they are the ones who are asked, who are chosen, and who closely collaborate with the World Health Organization and the United Nations to execute their agenda of sexualizing little children in at least 27 nations worldwide. And they work on virtually every continent.
Now, I mean, first of all, let me just confirm, this is absolutely horrifying and shocking what you're saying. We have so many questions on behalf of the audience here as well. But what you're saying actually follows a pattern that we've been reporting on for about 2 decades. So we know the United Nations, when it occupies a country, often immediately it turns into the human trafficking trade, sex slaves, kidnapping children, kidnapping women, selling them off. To wealthy whoever somewhere across the world. So the UN is a massive human trafficking organization. We've also seen the WHO, of course, through the COVID pandemic, push what I would call a genocide type of agendas to murder human beings, a depopulation agenda. But what you're saying that's absolutely shocking and new, I think, to a lot of our viewers, is that the World Health Organization is now becoming pro-pedophilia, pro-grooming, child genital mutilations are part of this. So it's so far beyond, dare I say, mere genocide or a Holocaust-like situation. This is mutilations of children and organized, coordinated mass raping of children in public schools is the goal. Is that an accurate assessment of what this is?
I think it absolutely is. And of course, they hire what I call word wizards. they hire highly talented, gifted, and psychologically trained specialists who have the ability to, how should I say this? To put
to
their
play with language
in words,
yeah,
in such a way that most people would go along with it, because they make it sound as the most beautiful, as the most wonderful, as the most humane thing. They, you know, so many people don't have the ability to think beyond what is at face value. They, you know, so they kind of hide their agenda in these documents. And only if you have a developed critical mind, then you can see what they're actually saying. And they have their guidelines where they literally say that 9-year-old children have to be taught at school to use online pornography for their sexual experiences. They must have sexual intercourse by the age of 9. In one of the documents issued by the Rutgers Foundation, who again is a very close partner handpicked by the World Health Organization, they literally say to teachers who are being trained, you know, so upcoming teachers, that the whole goal of this sexuality education is to make sure that children start with sex sooner. But then again, they say so many things like, you know, they have this wicked ability to mind control people where teachers would feel guilty if they don't go along with it, because it's a manipulation method of telling teachers and telling health authorities and education authorities and policymakers that they will be violating human rights if they don't do this.
The issue here is that it seems like the very people that they want to push this, which is school administrators, teachers, counselors, and so on, these people have already gone along with the transgenderism agenda, which it appears that this is a spectrum of perversion. Now, I mean, you can comment on this, but to me, it appears like a spectrum of perversion. First, they push to the children gay and lesbian relationships. Then they push transgenderism. Now they're pushing pedophilia, grooming, genital mutilations, and I guess teacher-student sexual relationships or something, which seems insane.
Yes. But exactly.
How far will they go on? I mean, how do we even get to this point?
Okay, so how far do they go? These people have no boundaries. This is what we have to understand. If you look at who is behind the World Health Organization and the United Nations, these are private organizations who operate entirely outside of any democratic process. They are 100% owned by a very small group of specific people. And the thing that you and my audience are aware right now who these people are. These are people who are very deeply embedded in pedophilia and child abuse. They use the abuse of children to blackmail people whom they involve strategically in sexual activities with minors. They record it on video and then they can use it to force anyone in authority who has fallen into this trap to always follow along with their agenda.
Okay, yeah, hold on. You're exactly right. This is the Jeffrey Epstein model that I think you're describing, by the way. And breaking news, JP Morgan has just agreed to pay a large settlement to people who claim they're victims of Jeffrey Epstein's sex traps, and that Jeffrey Epstein's money was run through JP Morgan, which is a globalist bank. And JP Morgan has now agreed to pay, I don't have the total amount, I think it's tens of millions of dollars, maybe hundreds of millions, I'd have to check, to those victims. So in a sense, JP Morgan is admitting that they had a role in the financial side of this, but there are a lot of people who were raped by, who are adults today, but as children, they were raped by people in power, senators, heads of state, governors, ambassadors, billionaires, right? I mean, that was, it's a model of control.
Exactly. Yeah. And that is how they work. And so how far will these people go? They will go as far as humanity allows them to go. That's basically, they have no boundaries. They have to be stopped by us. They have to be stopped by the good people who stand up. If we don't, then they will keep going. In the Netherlands, where the headquarters are of the Rutgers Foundation, who works with the United Nations and the World Health Organization, they were actually promoting last year. And, you know, I really want to encourage American people to break out of your tiny, tiny, tiny little box of only thinking that the world is America alone. I migrated to America in 2016, and I've been really shocked to see how little people here know about the world. People
think that if don't be shocked. Most Americans have never left America.
Exactly.
they don't know.
Yeah, they haven't got a clue what Europe is. They you know, but so when I say Europe, guys, you have to understand, these are globalists. They have no boundaries. Nations don't exist for them. So what happens in Europe, next step, it happens worldwide, okay? So what happened in Europe, they were promoting an author of children's books who has written books in which he describes how teachers have sex with their children. Jeez. And how the children, you know, love it and how they enjoy it and, you know, and what an adventure it is. And, you know, and this author is known to be part of mass orgies, you know, where everybody has sex with everybody, where everything goes, even sex with animals. You know, he even wrote about having sex with corpses, with dead bodies.
Oh, my God.
And this author was pushed as the number one children's book author to be celebrated all over the Netherlands.
Oh, of course, of
course. This shows us what they want to do. And then in the Netherlands also, you know, but this is not just Netherlands. This is all over Europe and worldwide. There is this manual for pedophiles. It's a document of more than 1,000 pages thick that explains in detail how pedophiles can get little children to consent. For example, they explain how they can deflate a tire of a bike of a kid. And then when the child finds out that, you know, he has a flat tire, they come on the scene and it's explained to them how to fix that flat tire so that the child trusts them. It also explains how they can get children to consent by giving them gifts like a music installation or something like that, you know? And then it also explains how can you stretch the rectum of a newborn baby.
So
what you
the
can
hell?
Exactly. And this book was used by a man in the Netherlands to rape a newborn baby from his neighbor since birth. And at 3 years old, the father found out that something was wrong. You know, they discovered everything. This man had been using this manual for pedophilia to do this, you know, and it talks about forensic techniques to hide all your DNA tracks, all these kinds of things.
Okay, the all right, hold on. I mean, yeah, this is really horrifying stuff. These people that rape children, they also want to have sex with corpses, and probably they would really like to have sex with the corpse of a child. Like raping a dead child corpse or something like that's, but at some point this becomes, I mean, we have to call it satanic or something, you know, there's something beyond this realm. Like no normal, obviously human being would ever want to engage in such behaviors, nor allow them to happen to anybody. Well, what are we talking about here? I mean, really
so what is really, yeah.
Yeah. Are these like dark forces from another dimension? I mean, what the hell? I'm sorry about my language, yeah. But.
Yeah, but it's the right language for this topic, you know? So, but what was going on in the Netherlands is that the Minister of Justice, you know, so the highest authority in the judiciary said they refused to outlaw this manual for pedophiles. He said, our team has looked into it. We can find nothing unlawful in there. Can you imagine? And then this caused a massive outrage all over Europe. And eventually, after several years, he was forced to outlaw this manual. But this shows you what is going on here. And I have many letters personally from people who were born and raised in these elitist circles. And they tell me exactly what you're saying, Mike. They say that these people, and, you know, some people who are not aware of this yet can find this shocking, and it can cause some short circuiting in your brain to understand this. But we have to become aware that there is a real battle of good and evil in this world.
Yes.
And it is the closing of our eyes, the refusal to see what's going on, that has been allowing this kind of evil to go on for centuries.
Well, that's a critical point that most people, they say, well, it couldn't possibly be happening. It's too evil. That wouldn't be going on. And then there are all these official cover-ups. So you probably remember a few years ago, the whole Pizzagate scandal in the U.S., yep. And then we were told, oh, Pizzagate, it's an imaginary accusation. It's a conspiracy theory by the Q conspiracy people. Well, you know, just last week, the Wall Street Journal broke a big story about essentially Pizzagate on Instagram. And they revealed that there's a massive network of pedophiles using Instagram, and they're using the secret symbols of Pizzagate, which the Wall Street Journal reported. And I just finally made the connection, thanks to them, that cheese pizza, CP, means child pornography. And they also revealed that if you're wondering why people use logos, little icons of maps, like little maps, well, MAP is minor attracted person, correct?
Yeah.
Which means, again, a pedophile that wants to rape little kids. So if you're on some, you know, online platform and they're using little maps and cheese pizza, it's a bunch of pedophiles and perverts operating there. And that's all over Instagram and probably Facebook and who knows what else. It's real.
Yeah, it is real. And the FBI has declassified documents that show all the code words that are being used by these pedophiles. But what we have to become aware of, you know, we have all heard about pedophiles. We have all heard about people who molest children. But we always thought that this was something, you know, minor in society. What we have to become aware of is that this is the common thread. This is the lifestyle. This is the daily practice of what is called the deep state or the elites. I have another report, an in-depth report on our website, besides this topic of how the WHO and UN are infiltrating schools. But I have another report that shows how the CIA and FBI, you know, there's a former FBI director, Ted Gunderson, who has come out decades ago already, and he was sounding the alarm that systematic, organized child abuse and child torture and child trading is going on at higher levels of society. And I have many interviews there and testimonies from people who survived this and who came out, and these people don't know each other.
Right.
They are from different parts of the world, and they all say the exact same thing. What happens in our society is that people who want to possess a high level position in society, they have to play this game. They have to go along with it. They have to be involved in child abuse. And children are being used as a commodity to buy your way to higher levels in society.
Right. And so just to be clear, let's explain this to the audience. I've spoken about this before. So a person that wants to become, let's say, a senator, and I'm not saying that all senators do this, but there are some who have, no doubt about it. Or let's say they want to become a governor of state. So then a deep state money person comes to them and says, yeah, we'll make you governor. We'll back your campaign. We'll make sure you win. But just to be sure we can control you, you have to agree to rape these little kids on camera knowingly. And so that we'll have the videotape and we can always threaten to release it if you don't do what we say. That's what you're talking about, correct?
That's what I'm talking about. I don't know if it happens as consciously. What I do know is there's, for example, this testimony from a judiciary from the Netherlands who came out, and she explains how she, for, you know, years on end, her husband took her to meetings that were organized by the royal family of the Netherlands. And again, this happens in every nation. We have testimonies from France, from Australia, from the UK, from Germany, from Belgium, from America, from all over the world, okay? But I'm from the Netherlands, so I know a lot from the Netherlands. But this former judiciary, literally, justice. This former judge came out and she said that she was present in these theater-like buildings where on stage children were being, one, raped, tortured, and murdered. And she said that the audience consisted of all people high level, the highest authority from the judiciary, from the military, from the police, from the government, from education, from news media, etc.
What do you mean? So they were all watching this happening on stage?
They are watching this happening on stage. And she, you know, she revealed all this. And then with a guy called Kevin Annett, who had a justice organization in that time, they, with the police, went to the mass graves of the children that she knew, and they found the mass graves there of the children who were all murdered. And the children are all brought in through the youth care. Where they have no parents, nobody can track them, nobody will miss them. And
you're like foster kids.
Foster kids. Yeah, exactly. And so, and I'm talking right now to an elderly lady who's a nurse, and she's been a nurse in youth care for decades, and she's working with retired police officers and detectives, and to document everything that she has seen, because there is massive movement going on worldwide to gather evidence, organize the evidence, document everything, to release to the world how this is being done by governments all around the world. Right. This is a worldwide operation.
I have so many questions, and I want to get into the history of this, and also some of the tales of like Little Red Riding Hood and vampires, and I think this has a lot to do with pedophilia, but I want to ask you about that. But a question to you, though, I mean, why are you doing this? Because this is a horrifying focus. Right. And I know that somebody needs to take a stand for these children. But what got you motivated to do what you do in your website, stopworldcontrol.com? I mean, surely you are making very powerful enemies in exposing this, and you're seeing the darkest corners of human depravity. So why do it?
Yeah, because God has broken my heart with his love for people. I've had several experiences where I was suddenly overwhelmed with a supernatural, you know, extremely strong love for the broken state of humanity. And I cried so hard that I thought I wouldn't stop crying. And so I got an infusion of compassion for this world. You know, at one stage in my life, I was earning an enormous amount of money. One of my teachers at the Royal Academy said, David, only once in 10 years do I have someone with your kind of talent. And, you know, and I was appointed to represent the Royal Academy in the palace in Belgium before the king. So I went there and I talked to the king, etc. You know, I also came to the United States with a very rare permanent visa called Extraordinary Ability, which is only given
really?
To Nobel Prize winners.
Right. Very few people get that. Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very few people get that. It was a downright miracle. But I'm just saying this, you know, I was on the way to become famous and rich and build an amazing life. And then God crushed me. He just showed me some of his love for humanity. And it's incredible. And it's incredible. You know, people sometimes say, why does God allow it? Well, I know that he cries. He cries with a grief that even a tiny drop of it in our being, you know, is almost unbearable. So then we started Stop World Control because I saw what was going on in the world. I wanted to show the truth to people. And then, you know, we had Dr. Carrie Madej here for 4 days to make a documentary with her.
Yes.
And she told me then about the child trafficking. And she said, Dave, you have to look into this. And I started looking into it and I couldn't. It was too horrifying. It was too traumatizing. But after a while, you know, I felt I have to do something about this. I have to do this. And, you know, I cried so often. One of the people of the world-renowned documentary series, Fall of Cabal, it's made by Janet Ossobart and Cinta Kuther, and I've become dear friends with them. And Cinta sent me her own story. She has written an autobiography about how she was raped through satanic ritual abuse. I started reading it. I just couldn't help but just cry, you know. And so it's been very difficult and very hard, but I knew, you know, this is their Achilles heel. This is their weakness. Humanity will always be divided about vaccines and about pandemics and about finances. And, you know, it's very hard to wake up humanity with these kinds of topics because too many people are too brainwashed and they really believe that their government is out for their interest. However, every normal human being agrees that sexually abusing a little child is wrong. And so if we can really reveal this to humanity, where people will start understanding my government is the central core, you know, the spill of, spill is a Dutch word, is the central element in organized child trafficking. I mean, in every nation of the world, there are tens of thousands of children who disappear every single year without a trace. Nobody sees them back. Nobody hears anything from them ever again.
Well, just
and so, yeah.
I believe the statistics in the United States are hundreds of thousands of children go missing each year just in the U.S. Now, yeah. Some number of them are then located and found, but many are not, never found, as you say. But you hit upon something really critical there. Every normal person would be opposed to this. And it's not really debatable, except I have to admit I'm shocked at how many people in the United States on the political spectrum of the left are in favor of child genitalia mutilations as long as it is framed in the context of, quote, gender-affirming surgery. So we now have a medical class, you know, doctors and surgeons who will quite literally slice off the genitalia of young boys and girls, leaving them permanently scarred, permanently infertile, wounded, violated, and they will do it for money, and they will do it pridefully, with pride, with actual pride. That's, you know, the pride movement. So I'm surprised that it's even gone this far. But it kind of makes me wonder that with the right language framing, that they can get away with the pedophilia too.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I believe that indeed there is a large number of humanity that I have no explanation for it. It's just they have chosen the dark side so severely, so voluntarily, so wholeheartedly. And I believe that there is a severe judgment coming upon these people. I really absolutely wholeheartedly believe that there is a judgment that is being released already. But I do also know that there is a boundary, you know, with how can I say that? With the transgender bullshit, they can fool people through the mind control operation of convincing them that they are doing something humane because, oh dear, these dear people, they, you know, you have to help them because inside they are a girl and it's so horrible that they were born in the right body. Okay, well, some really stupid people, you can brainwash with that kind of crap. But there is something where many of these people will be horrified, shocked, and in trauma for the rest of their life, many, when they find out that the very people who are pushing this transgender, that they are actually raping, torturing, and murdering millions of children worldwide in an organized, systematic fashion.
Yes.
That is something that will still shock many of those people wide awake. And here we come to the theme of that on the one hand, there is a great awakening going on worldwide where people voluntarily look into truth and find out what's going on. But there is also going to be a rude awakening for far more people who at a certain point will have to wake up, even if they don't want to. They have never wanted to see truth. They've always rejected any kind of truth. They've always chosen a superficial life of stupidity, where they only care about themselves. The rude awakening is for them, where they will be shown the evidence at some point that, you know, that will just terrorize them, or actually traumatize them.
Terrify them, yeah.
They will be in shock. They will need psychological help to deal with it, because they have never created any kind of mental framework in themselves to deal with the reality of evil in this world.
Very, very important point. Yes, you're correct about that. So just denying it is not a strategy that works. And of course, children continue to be victimized. But do you believe there's going to be a day when there's, I don't know, a massive video dump onto the internet of, you know, wealthy people, hundreds or thousands, you know, raping children, just so much pedophilia caught on tape that is undeniable. You know, is that kind of disclosure day ever coming?
I have no idea. All I know is that I feel a calling on my life to do whatever I can do. And I'm encouraging other people to do what they can do. And if there are higher authorities who have the ability to do such thing, then I would be glad if it happens. But I also know that if it would happen, that it can only occur after the citizens, the good people, have done their job to prepare humanity for something like this. And I know there are rumors, there are claims that the White Hats are preparing something like this. The big reveal, I have no idea. I do know that the main call that went out from the White Hat military was always, you guys have to break the stronghold of the news media over the people. You guys have to research truth and reveal it. So they are counting on humanity to take action, to open our eyes, to finally be the heroes that we were born to be, instead of selfish, ignorant people who only care about their own needs, but step into our royal divine destiny to be those who liberate humanity and not wait for others to do it for us.
Yeah, this is a really good point, David, but isn't it also true that the very same people who are pushing the pedophilia, the mutilations, the human trafficking, they are also harming not just children, they are harming all of humanity in some way. Sometimes it's financial exploitation, you know, money printing, right? The central banks are tied into this monopolistic control over tech platforms, which engage in speech suppression, including suppressing people who are trying to blow the whistle about pedophilia. Right. So there is big tech is actually, and big media and big government. They're all involved in covering up the crimes of the people who are targeting and exploiting children for nefarious purposes. And yet, like a few years ago, if you mentioned Pizzagate on Facebook or YouTube, you got banned. You were deplatformed because big tech covers up pedophilia.
Yep.
And so does every other institution in our society today, it seems.
Yeah, they do. But still, and this is the powerful reality that we are witnessing, that it seems as if the more they're trying to censor it, the more it's getting out there.
Right.
And I've been amazed by the stupidity of these people, where, for example, you see that, you know, they are just dumb bullies. They think that all they have to do is just shut people down. But for example, if you look at America's frontline doctors, they came out and said there are cures for COVID. They were censored on Facebook, on YouTube, on Instagram. Their website was taken offline all over the place. What happened? They exploded.
True.
Them being censored exploded worldwide attention to them. Now they have near to 1 million members, I believe. The same happens, you know, so many scientists like Andreas Kalker, who slashed the COVID death rate from 100 deaths a day to zero a day with CDS.
Yes, an amazing man and life-saving information, yes.
Yeah, and so, I mean, he was a respected scientist. Because he was saving millions of lives with chlorine dioxide, and he was working with the military and with the police and with some people in the government, saving their lives. The moment the elites found out, they censored him. Yes. But what happens? This guy is surrounded. Is surrounded by scientists, is surrounded by doctors. They all see that. Boom! Censoring him wakes up his entire worldwide network. Now he works with more than 20,000 doctors and scientists and academics and, you know, human rights activists worldwide.
Yes.
And this has happened with every single renowned scientist and doctor that they try to silence. They actually boomed their voice worldwide by silencing.
CDS right here.
Yeah,
chlorine dioxide solution.
Very good.
We made it right here, and I've had it here in studio the whole time. I use this on my ranch. One of my dogs just got bitten by a venomous snake two nights ago. And I made CDS water, gave her the water, I'm sorry to get off track here, but I just want to confirm what you're saying.
Yeah.
Gave her the CDS water, and CDS destroys venom peptides circulating in the blood. And within 12 hours, swelling dropped like 2/3, maybe 70%.
Wow.
I mean, saving lives, but you're right. Yeah. Saving lives is censored, but for people who destroy children, they get pumped up to the top of the positions of authority. It's like the global agenda is to destroy humanity, destroy families, destroy the innocence of children, and to cause maximum human suffering across the globe, as if that's their energy source or something.
It is their energy source, quite literally. Yeah, that's what I've been hearing from every single person who came out of these elites, be it from the high financial levels or from the, you know, like, if we go back in history, people have to understand that we are not isolated. We are the product of thousands of years of humanity. If you go back in history, then you see that in ancient cultures, there was human sacrifice. It was in every single culture, everywhere, all over the world.
That's right.
Every nation was ruled by magicians, by demon worshippers who had human sacrifice, child sacrifice at the very core of their practices. This is, you know, and it started in Canaan. If we look at the scriptures, then you see that something happened. From the unseen realm, there came a perversion. They engaged with the earthly realm. Hybrids came forth, and those hybrids demanded immediately child sacrifice. And so, throughout the centuries, wherever Christianity came, everywhere, they canceled that from the public sphere and pushed it into the shadows. And so, but all over the world, everywhere, there was always human sacrifice and child sacrifice at the very core of their religion. And it's only when people came, it's only when those early Christians came and said, guys, this is wrong. And they told them about the God of love and the God, you know, who wants us to care about each other. And they explained about Christ. Then that stopped it in the public sphere.
But let me show you this photo that's on my laptop. This is the White House now draped in the pedophile flag.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this just happened. Biden did this like 2 days ago. It's a violation of, the code of how flags are supposed to be displayed. But this is, and I want your comment on this, David, isn't this a claiming of pedophile dominion over the United States of America? This is a territorial claim of pedophiles and child mutilators.
It is. And what these people want to do is they want to revert everything. Where our nations used to be Christian nations, where, you know, the well-being that we've been having for the past century or two centuries was absolutely unprecedented all throughout human history. You know, the whole world was hell on earth. People had to hide behind thick walls to be safe because outside of the walls, there was terror. Nobody was safe out there. You know, everybody was ruled by tyrants and by horror. The whole world was extremely violent. You had these warlords going all over the place, you know. But then when Christianity came, they changed all of that. The world, those Christian nations started experiencing a level of well-being that nobody even knew existed. But then these Satanists, these people who serve the dark side, they started turning everything around again. And they started saying, oh, God doesn't exist, and you're a fool if you believe in a creator, and science proves that we're all a bunch of dressed up monkeys, and if you think anything else, then you're against the science, you know. And so they started their mind control operation to turn everything back, and they want to bring essentially the ancient horrors of centuries ago. They want to bring it all right back. They want to turn every nation again into the same demon-worshipping dark side nations, but they will do it now under the pretense of, you know, inclusion and love is love. Right. And, you know, they always use, as you said, they use specific words to mind control people so that they will no longer see what's really going on.
But that's a kind of sorcery, too.
It is literal sorcery.
It is, yep. Yes.
News media is essentially a bunch of wizards. That's why I call them word wizards. That's why the word spelling comes from spell, putting a spell on someone. You know, you can use words to make evil look good and good look evil. That's why you have these people in America, all the conservatives, all the people who have held on to their faith in God. They are the ones fighting back. They want to protect the families, protect the children. They want to preserve the sovereignty of individual nations. They are against worldwide tyranny. They want to, you know, have a healthy, happy society, wholesome society. And they are being labeled as the terrorists. They are being labeled as the extremists, as people who are dangerous. While those people who are preying on children, who are indoctrinating little children, well, you're probably a boy, even if you are a girl, and you're probably the other way around. I mean,
even the Associated Press, let me mention that the Associated Press put out new guidance for style guide updates, claiming that journalists across America should no longer refer to transgenderism as an ideology, but rather as just the normal state of everything. So then anybody who opposes transgenderism is considered an extremist or a radical. But anybody who promotes pedophilia, grooming, child raping, child mutilations, well, that's normal according to the Associated Press. So you have Reuters pushing, you know, vaccines, the AP pushing pedophilia. You have the school system pushing, you know, child grooming. You have the media pushing it. You have pop culture. Let me ask you about that. Across Hollywood, I mean, not only do they practice child raping and pedophilia in Hollywood, I mean, it's famous for that, but then they keep pushing out these TV shows and movies that celebrate these types of things. And you can see it on Netflix. You see it in the movie theaters. Disney is basically pedophile animation studios at this point.
Yeah.
What do you make of all that?
You know, it's exactly what we said already, that they want to normalize their behavior. They want to, you know, like for the past centuries, they were forced to do their dark practices in hiding. But through very consistent infiltration in entertainment, in media, in education, in politics, they have pushed what has been established by Christianity. They've pushed it aside increasingly more and more and more until they are now at a point where they say, okay, now we're going to force our way into the public sphere again, and where we will no longer have to practice our horrible practices in hiding. We will make it normal. And I received a letter from a lady who was born in these elites, and she says that everyone who is born in these higher echelons is raped thousands of times by the time they're 18. Jeez. She says they want everyone to have sex with everyone. And the reason they do that, she says, is because it breaks the love bonds. If in a family everyone has sex with everyone, there's no love. There is no bond. There is, you know, and then people have no strength to stand up against the tyrants. And she also says that now they want to, first of all, normalize their behavior so that nobody can criminally prosecute them. They want to turn the tables and criminally prosecute those who violate the human right of sex of little babies.
Right. And when you try to ban pedophilia books, then they claim, oh, you're into book banning. You're burning books. No, you're trying to protect children. But let me show you this other headline, because I want to talk about how high this goes all the way up to the Vatican. This is from LifeSite News. Check out this headline. Yeah. Largest Catholic health network in the U.S. performs sex change surgeries. Bombshell report reveals Common Spirit Health is a subsidiary of the Catholic Healthcare Federation, CHCF, is subject to the direct oversight and jurisdiction of the Apostolic See in the Vatican. So here you have the Vatican overseeing a hospital organization that is mutilating children in the name of transgenderism. From the Vatican, this is happening.
Yeah. And this is really interesting. This brings me to something that was at the very foundation of my work of Stop World Control. I was praying, Lord, you have to show me, are we about to enter a dark age for centuries where evil will be allowed to rule over the earth? Or are we about to experience a major victory? And I needed to know that to start Stop World Control. I had to know, do I have to brace myself for survival? Or is there on the horizon a major breakthrough for good and light and truth? The next day, I got an email from a lady I know from Belgium who's very prophetic, and she's extremely accurate, always very spot on. And she said, David, last night I had a vision, and I was told to tell you this. I saw the whole earth, and the entire earth was covered by the body of a snake. And this snake was covering or touching every single nation. And then she saw little flames in every country. And then she zoomed in and she saw that these flames were people who were hitting the body of that snake with an axe. And as they did, a terrible stench came forth. Then the vision zoomed to America. She saw way more of those flames in America. People who are busy hitting the body of that snake. And the snake is the cabal, the worldwide satanic a network that we are talking about. And she saw that in America, the body of the snake was almost completely cut through. Then the vision shifted and she heard a message and she said, David, you have to tell the people they have to keep doing what they're doing because they're almost there. Don't give up. Then the vision shifted to Europe and she saw Italy and she saw the Vatican. And she saw that the head of the snake was in the Vatican. And it was in terror. The head of the snake was shaking back and forth. It was in complete agony because its body was being cut in half in America.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, yeah, in the Vatican, they have churches that are built in the likeness of serpents. You know, they have an indoor church. I mean, the symbolism is very, very powerful. People need to understand that it's right in your face. In fact, let me bring this up. The Common Spirit healthcare group that is tied to the Vatican. Look at this. Common Spirit opens doors. This is, now look at this right in your face. Here is a door which represents a portal. This is a portal streaming in the LGBT satanic agenda into our universe from another universe, which is the satanic universe. And it says Common Spirit. So they're talking about, this is a spiritual war. And here, this symbol, this is a bastardization of the swastika with the four-sided curved. This is basically just a modern version of the swastika. And here it is. It's all right in your face. A Common Spirit opens doors. They might as well say Common Spirit summons demons from other worldly portals and brings them into this world to mutilate your children. That's what this is saying. It's right in your face.
That's exactly true. And one of the most horrifying things that I learned, from these personal letters I kept receiving from these people who are, you know, who came out of these high level of the cabal, is that they all said the same thing. And I'm also a good friend of Ronald Bernard, who was at the high level of the financial world. And he was, you know, so he was asked to sacrifice children. He refused. They tortured him to death. He had a near-death experience. He encountered Christ. He was sent back to earth with a mission to bring peace on the earth. So, but he and several other people, also Natalie Agostina is a lady who was mind controlled by the CIA for different programs, to be an assassin, to be a fashion model, and two other programs. And psychic, and also programmed to be a sex kitten for the highest level of the elite. So she was trafficked to the top celebrities, top royal families, and all over the world. And she said that they have gatherings in Davos 3 times a year. This is not from the World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum is for the stupid billionaires who think they're going to gain a buck by playing this stupid game. But the real evil that's happening in Davos is with families that nobody knows, nobody sees. And she said, and Ronald Bernard, who doesn't know her, said the exact same thing. So I heard this from two separate individual independent insiders. And so this lady told me that there are families who gather there. They are called the absolute rulers. And she said they are not fully human. They are part human, but also part, from a different
civilization, world,
dimension.
Dimension?
Different dimension. Ronald Bernard says they're from a different frequency. And Natalie Agostina, she said that they have a medical necessity. They are hundreds and some are even thousands of years old, and they got so old by eating newborn babies. They have to be maximum 28 days old. And so that is what keeps them so young. But she said they can't stand daylight.
This gets into vampirism and a lot of the so-called mythology of history of the undead, but vampires. I mean, what you're describing, they drink the blood of younger people to give them sustenance, and then they can't stand sunlight, but they rule with great power and they have charisma. That's the critical thing to understand. They have incredible charisma, so they're able to put people under their spell and their sorcery. And what you're saying is that this is real. This is dominating our world right now.
The shocking thing about this was, we all know that there's good and evil. Every human knows that. And being a Christian, I knew more details about it. And in scripture, we read about demons and about, fallen angels and all that stuff. But this suddenly makes it very real and tangible. This suddenly shows us this is not just something vague and abstract. This is very real, very organized. And they are the ones who work behind the scenes to instruct people. And, but above that, you have the 100% spiritual realm. And it is, as you say, we have these two realms. We have God who created this world, and he made us to represent him, to know his love, know his goodness, and make this world a paradise. But then you have this other realm who wants to steal the world, pervert everything, so that they can rule over everyone. So, and it's up to humans, it's up to us to make a choice. Will we go along with the darkness of this dark realm, or will we turn back to our Creator, who only has wonderful dreams about our life, our children, and a plan of restoration for this beautiful earth?
Let's talk about, and I want to be respectful of your time. I mean, we're already, I think, over an hour. This is so fascinating, but horrifying at the same time. Do you have a few more minutes?
Absolutely. I have all the time you need.
Okay. Let's link this to abortion. So we've covered this before, the FDA even hires people to go in and to harvest baby skulls from partial birth abortions. So the baby is partially born, still alive, and the FDA, severs the spinal cord at the back of the base of the skull, murders the child, harvests the skull, sells it to the pharmaceutical or medical research industry to do humanized mice experiments, things like that. But it seems to me that this goes hand in hand with pedophilia. It's kind of like the globalists. They either want to murder the child or take its blood or rape the child, one or the other. I mean, they're okay with any of those outcomes as long as they get to exploit the child and destroy the child. Does that seem accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. It comes from the same realm. It's the realm of darkness always presents itself as the savior of humanity. The World Health Organization and the United Nations with their Agenda 2030 and the World Economic Forum, they always present themselves as, we are going to keep you safe. We are going to help you. We are going to make the world a better place. But if you tear down that beautiful humanitarian mask, then you see a darkness that is so horrendous, that is unbelievable. It's very hard to believe that it's real. And it's only when you start looking into practices as you describe right now, where they indeed perform the most inhumane experiments on newborn babies and, you know, the whole organ trade. When you know, like this nurse I'm talking with from the Netherlands, she is involved with all the police, and you know, and they found that thousands of children who were taken from the families in the Netherlands, and this happens in America, this happens worldwide, that all these children vanished without a trace, and then suddenly they are being found back in Ukraine in the organ trade networks. Wow. So this whole realm. This whole, you know, when people don't truly, with their whole heart, choose to live in the realm of our Creator, goodness, truth, love, justice, protection, wholeness, but if they reject that and if they turn to the realm of darkness, you know, there is no end to the love of God. There's also no end to evil. Evil hasn't, there's nothing that will stop them. That's why I say we have to stand up now. That's why I made this report, to give people a tool to send to their local authorities, to senators and governors and mayors and schools and local newspapers, to open their eyes. Well, look what the World Health Organization is doing. They are telling the schools to make sure that toddlers have sexual partners.
How do people get this report? I'm on your website, stopworldcontrol.com. Do they put their email address here, or how do they get this report?
Yeah, they can sign up there indeed, and they will find, they will get information.
Okay. Yep. All right. And you have multiple languages here. Thank you for that. What else can people find on your website, and how can people support your efforts?
Yeah. You know, so the most important thing is that people go to the website, go to that report about pedophilia in the schools, and start sending that everywhere they can. We have to wake up the decision makers. We have to wake up the school directors. We have to wake up the local newspapers. We have to wake up the people who are brainwashed and who have no idea what they're actually doing when they obey these mandates from the World Health Organization and from their government. That's the most important thing that people need to be doing. And if they sign up, then they will receive emails. And everything we do is based on donations. But I'd rather have people just send this out everywhere to wake up their community. That's the most important thing that needs to happen.
Okay. And let me show this photo again for those people, just to remind you, this is the Biden administration partnering with Satanists, claiming dominion over your nation and your children with a cabal of child raping pedophiles. And that's what this flag represents.
Yeah.
And notice it's in the center. It's not the American flag anymore. It's not the ideals of America. And look, the flag also is over what looks like the presidential seal here. I can't see it closely enough, but if that is, it would indicate that Satan has dominion over the current president. And that's what this symbolism is, of course, demonstrating. So, folks, if you don't want to be ruled by Satanists, then you need to help share this information, wake people up. David's website is stopworldcontrol.com. Spread the word, sign up there, and do your part. And David, I just want to thank you for sharing all this with us today. It is horrifying, but it's also encouraging that people like you are willing to take this stand. And I just want to thank you for your time here today. Can I ask, what was your special skill that you were granted a visa or a citizenship for?
When the whole digital revolution started, I was one of the very first to use digital techniques to create a whole new style dimension of Christian art. And so I've been instrumental in, you know, inspiring publishers worldwide, both in America, you know, and in Europe. And there were people all over the world who testified that my work caused a reformation in their field.
Wow. That's powerful. And God works through us in interesting ways, doesn't he?
He does. He does. And we haven't got a clue what we're doing. When we just follow, you know, I had this impression in my mind. I mean, I've been in the realm of darkness. I have dealt drugs. I have been, I mean, I was at a point in my life where I chose to be evil because I was so horrified about the hypocrisy of the church. I was traumatized as a child. I had been through hell and I was so hurt that I chose darkness. And then God came into my life and he overwhelmed me with his love. And I discovered that he is so powerful and beautiful. And I simply wanted to show the world through my gift that there's a reality so much more beautiful and powerful than we can even imagine. Wow. And that's how my Christian art started. I just wanted to show people, you know, not just a sheep in a meadow and a scripture, but, you know, use all the new tools that were at our disposal to create so much more visual impact. And then that became our ticket to go to America. Who would have thought?
Wow. And here you are now spreading this warning with the world about the intentions of the globalists. It's powerful what you're doing. I pray for you and I thank you for all of it. And thank you for spending the time with us today. This has been really eye-opening.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Mike. Also, a big thanks for everything that you have been doing. You're also someone who is hitting with the axe into the body of the snake. And we have to keep doing it because it is being chopped in half.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And the serpent also has control over medicine. Don't forget the symbol of medicine, the American Medical Association symbol, two serpents intertwined on a staff, the caduceus, as it's known. It's the serpents are taking over medicine and politics. I guess they have been for thousands of years, but it's all coming to the surface now. But thank you, David, for your efforts. And perhaps, perhaps we can sever the head of the snake, which leads to the Vatican, and we can stop this evil for the future of the human race.
That is absolutely what I believe. I am fully convinced that we are not in a losing battle. It can get, and it will get, very intense, but I am fully convinced, otherwise I wouldn't be doing this. And I know that, you know, I got a dream at the beginning of Stop War Control, where God told me, he said, David, wake up, you are going to defeat giants. So I know that we are here to put an end to all of this. And it's horrifying to see everything that's coming forth. When people are hitting the body of the snake, this stench comes forth, which is the horrible evil that has been hidden inside that snake that is coming to the surface and people are seeing it. So all people who see this, please don't close your eyes. Don't play the game of these wicked ones who tell their victims, well, speak out, nobody's going to believe you. Please don't do that anymore. We have to understand that this is real. The evidence is all there. Our website shows all the reports, all the testimonies, you know, and it's all over the world. We have to stop closing our eyes and see that, you know, this evil is here. Expose it and take action in any way that each of us individually can.
Okay. Well said. Thank you so much, David Sorensen. With stopworldcontrol.com. That's the website. Folks, go there, sign up on the email list, spread the word about this website, spread the word about this video. And as always, you can repost this video interview on other channels and other platforms as well. You have our permission to do so. Thank you all for watching today. And thank you, David, for taking this extended time to explain all this to us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com, the free speech platform that I built so that we can have uncensored conversations about what's really happening in our world, as horrifying as it may be, as we learned today. Thank you all for watching. God bless you all. God bless America. Take care.